She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. Well, there's two more hurricanes coming or threatening us. So my advice is gas up with Shell 92. Don't use the cheapy Costco and other gas. Use Shell 92. Because if it does hit, if the hurricane does hit, you want to get the maximum mileage you can from the gas. Because who knows when you'll be able to get gasoline again. Okay? The Shell 92 gives the best mileage. So never mind about looking at, oh, it's 10 cents more or whatever. Yeah, what you gonna do when you're out of fuel? Okay? Please have common sense. Gas up with a Shell 92. And don't wait to the last minute to go get gasoline like everybody else. Think back when Hurricane Iniki came. There were lines. There was lines at the gas stations. All those late guys going to try to fill up gas. Well, it's up to you. Okay? Be prepared. If it doesn't come, no big deal. But one of them is bound to hit, folks. They're coming every week. Every week. Don't you think we're dodging a bullet enough? One of them is going to hit us? And the traffic, when it's raining, the traffic is just unbelievable. Unbelievable. But when it's not raining, there's no traffic. Why is that? Anyway, who do we have on the line?
We have Dottie Dean on the line.
Hey, Dino, you're early today.
Yeah, I think I better stop to get an early start before the lines get tied up. But you are right. 92 V-powered Shell gas is the best gas so far. I did another test late last night. It is the best. And, you know, with all this thing about going up on Mauna Kea and all, you know, going up to the top of Mauna Kea with all these blockades and all, you know, I wonder sometimes, gee, how do people's cars get up the hill and Mauna Kea? 20% raid and they don't use ethanol. How does the car manage to climb that hill?
They're beating it up. Yeah, because the late model cars, computer controls the transmission. So when the engine starts to knock, the computer slips the trans. So the trans don't last. So the dealers love that because it's going to be too expensive to fix the trans. You're going to buy a new car.
Yeah, right.
See?
I mean, you know, let that be a lesson to especially those who have to climb hills on a daily basis. If you live up on Pu'i Kena Drive, if you live up Wilhelmina Rise, if you live up St. Louis Heights, I would highly recommend that you use ethanol, because if every day you have to climb that hill,
it beats up the engine and beats up the transmission.
Because even when my grandfather was living, his younger brother lived on Wilhelmina Rise. So I told my grandfather, gee, how does he make it up Wilhelmina Rise every day, you know, and all? He says, well, my grandfather's idea of wear and tear on the engine was you gunning up the engine. Meaning that was his way of saying, oh, you're just prematurely, you know, adding to the wear and tear of the engine after going up that hill. But, I again, in those days, I didn't know about ethanol, otherwise I would have pushed. Well, then they got to put ethanol in their car if you want to go up the hill.
Yep, you're right.
Mm-hmm. And the other question I had, we haven't talked about this on the show much. If you can explain to the listeners, as well as myself, why is it so important when you buy a car, they advertise about torque ratings and horsepower ratings. They give you a horsepower rating and a torque rating. So, you know, of course, yeah, you need both, but okay. I mean, what's the advantage of having more torque? What's the advantage of having more horses?
Torque is when you can talk to the car. No, torque is the pickup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, horsepower is the speed.
Okay.
So the high speed.
So okay. The torque, the higher the torque, the better, or how does the numbers work?
Higher the torque is better because you're able to carry more loads and stuff. But to do the torque, you need the fuel.
Right.
If you don't have the fuel and you got the cheapy fuel that is below, down to 82, there's no torque.
Yeah, there's no, so you don't feel the sense of zip or pull.
Yeah.
So in other words, well, at the same time, if you have good torque and high horsepower at the same time, you'll actually get to 0 to 60 sooner than.
Yes, if, and that's the biggest American word, if you have the proper fuel.
Right.
If you read, again, if you read the whole chart, it says do not use below 87 octane.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean, they're not really saying to use 87. It says do not go below 87.
Mm-hmm.
They love you to run it at 92 or higher.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So,
okay.
It's like your van. It loves higher octane, right?
Right. You can take half a tank of ethanol.
Oh yeah, it loves
it. So
that's what it all comes down to, and you know, people always look for the cheaper and assume that they're meaning run the 87. No. They says do not go below 87. It did not recommend 87.
Mm-hmm.
But people assume they always go for the cheaper.
Mm-hmm. They think that 87 is the benchmark, but you want even more than that.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And also, I don't know.
Okay.
Thanks, Dean. Okay, so, highly recommended to polish your headlight lenses. So many people, 90% or more, running with frosted headlight lenses. And that should not pass safety check, but it passes. So why have safety check? Taillight lenses should be polished. There's so many frosted, pinky looking taillight lenses. The brighter the red, the better the person in the back will respond. So if you're getting rear-ended, it's telling you something. Your light in the back is too dim or is not catching the people's eye. Okay? Anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 808-524-1080. You have a question, announcement, whatever. Okay? Anyway. It's scary. The weather is really bad. And why is it bad? Go back, folks. Go back and look at Henry Ford when he first made the car. It ran on ethanol. And he, at that time, said that is the best fuel for the future. It is. Because if the human race went with ethanol, we will not have global warming. Okay, the exhaust coming out of your car running on gasoline is carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide eats oxygen. Don't we need oxygen? Maybe not. I guess we can live without oxygen. Whereas with ethanol, it makes oxygen. It's a no-brainer. Anyway, ethanol was not put in a gas to make green energy, to get away from foreign oil. It was put in the gas as an anti-knock. Back in 1975, the oil companies lowered the octane from 104 to 92. From 98 on regular to 87. But back then, for all of you that lived back then, knew nobody could run regular. It knocked. At 98 octane, it knocked. So how are they to lower it down to 92 and 87? By putting in this chemical called MTBE, an anti-knock additive, which was very, very cancerous. So they had to take it out back in 05, 06, and put in ethanol as an anti-knock that wasn't cancerous and would harm the environment. So that's what it's all about. Not the green, but an anti-knock. Okay?
You know, parts of the mainland, they have like the 87 and the 89, the pumps would say like 10% ethanol, not up to 10%.
Mm-hmm.
And then their 91 octane contains no ethanol. So I was wondering why it was like that.
Okay, the non-ethanol one, again, the question has to be brought up, folks. Don't be a mummy or sheep or whatever. Make noise, okay? Like Donald Trump. Make noise. What is in there to be the anti-knock? Because it is not possible to run 91 octane with no anti-knock. I've done the test, and I can tell you this for a fact. You cannot run without ethanol or an anti-knock additive. They're not saying. That's not right.
Yeah, but I'm wondering why is it like that? It's like the 91 octane has no ethanol, but the lower two grades has 10% ethanol.
Mm. Because the mechanics out there, the mechanics, and AAA, and everybody else, are anti-ethanol. They don't do the homework and study it, and they claim that ethanol's not good. I'm willing to take a challenge to anybody to prove that the ethanol is not a problem. It's the gas. If it was a problem, I would have problems with all of my cars, because I run nothing but 100% ethanol. I have no problems. So, but the guys, my friends in the auto industry, in the repair industry, want me to shut my mouth, not tell you about it, so that they become busier. They get more business. In fact, there's one guy that's blaming ethanol for burning out fuel pumps and injectors. He's on Queen Street. He has no knowledge. He has no knowledge at all.
Okay, I guess we better go to a break. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my
boy. Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367. 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling. And how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, Rolling Bob, doing great, George. You know, you were talking about things you should do before the storm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like get water, canned goods, Spam, fill your gas tank up. Well, my friend next door at the body shop told me, we were talking about that. He says, you should get your car washed and waxed. I go, right before the storm? He goes, think about it. All the dirt and stuff on the road that flies up in the mud, right? When people drive by you, like we were talking about, goes on your car, damages your paint.
That's right.
And I was thinking, I never heard that in my whole lifetime. Did anybody say wash your car right before the storm comes? So I wanted to share that with everybody and go, well, you know, like you said, it makes sense. And of course, today's a good day to check your windshield wipers. Make sure, you know, you just run the hose, right, George? Run
yep.
the hose.
Turn yeah, don't check it on. Until it happens.
And if it doesn't wipe up clean, without if there's any streaks, your windshield wipers are no good.
Get new
but
ones.
You're right. And then they're driving in the pouring rain, and nobody turns their lights on, so you can't see them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
With windshield wipers going full blast, and doing nothing.
Mm-hmm. That's the human way.
All right. And then one more tip, too. When you go to the drive-through windows, turn your windshield wipers off so you don't throw water in the window at the people surfing you. They don't like that at all. And as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Hope you're ready for a hurricane, Bob. Because they keep saying, oh, it missed us. You know, that is playing Russian roulette. It's spooky. Because you cannot judge the weather. I mean, look at Guy Hagi says, it's not going to rain today. You go outside, it's pouring. Okay? So, anyway. Be careful.
There's one storm coming after the other. After Ignacio, there's that other storm that's coming too. Jimena or something.
Well, as long as it's not a Hawaiian name, we're okay. So, don't name it a Hawaiian name.
Why is that?
I don't know. Look, Hurricane Iniki, Hurricane Eva. Oh, there was one.
Yeah, it was Hurricane Dot or something.
Yeah, Dot was the worst one. Yeah. Hurricane Dot. Well, I guess that's wrong theory then. Because the American name was more vicious. Right? It destroyed everything. Anyway. Bob was thinking of moving to Kauai, but then he looked at all the hurricanes that hit, and it all hit Kauai, so he changed his mind. You know, so. Well, if the hurricane hits Honolulu, we're going to have a convertible shop. Because our roof is so rusted and falling apart, the slightest wind will take it away. Okay, who do we have?
We have Stephen from Kailua.
Hi, Stephen.
Hey, George. How's it going?
Okay.
I tried to get my seat checked. I went to this guy last year, and he said, oh, he lost his license. He not passed the test. Is it that serious or what? I don't know.
Well, what I got from that is the guy that gives the tests, he wants you to dong him some money. If you don't dong him some money, you don't pass the test.
So far, Steve?
Everything is about money.
Yeah.
I did the test, and that's true.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
You guys tried to do it at your shop?
So, if you look at it in general, the safety check is not necessary. The reconstruction permit is not necessary because reconstruction is not being enforced on the other islands, only on Oahu. So if they made a gun law and people on the other islands was allowed to carry a gun but not on Oahu, does that make sense? No. You know, it's supposed to cover the whole state equally. But that's not how our politicians work.
Right.
Like Donald Trump said, they have only half a brain.
Yep.
Okay? Well, one guy texts me about safety check. They wouldn't pass his car because he had heavy duty shocks on the car.
Wow.
They wanted him to go get reconstruction permit. Well, I made the law for reconstruction. We redid it to make it more livable. And that is not part of reconstruction. But people don't understand, and they assume, and they fail you because of certain things that they think, you know, should be under reconstruction. So that's why, instead of go all through this humbug, hassles and all that, why not just get rid of it? It doesn't do anything.
If you put a rack on it, you got to reconstruct it, yeah?
Yeah. Because, like I said the other week, we just did a servicing on a Mercedes. Okay? And a Mercedes just got safety checked. The steering link, I swear, was ready to fall off. Okay? And the front brakes, there was none. There was no brake linings on the front.
Wow.
But it passed safety check. So why have safety check? Now, if this car went down the freeway and rolled over and crashed and killed people,
wouldn't they able to stop?
They would have an investigation done and find out that it was because of the steering breaking off and it just passed safety check. So they would go and sue the technician that did the safety check and the deep pockets, the state of Hawaii, for allowing this guy to do that.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So that's why the people of Hawaii gotta wake up and cancel safety check. It's not a necessity.
What can we do? They don't like listening to the people anymore.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you had a business and your employees don't listen to you and do what they want.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's why I said last week, how come the mayor of Hilo is still working as a mayor after what he did?
Right. And, also, I cut the bus yesterday with my Okinawa neighbor. She's 80 years older.
And
get a bus transfer. I know, the thing is only good for 2 hours. I remember it used to be 4 hours.
Well, I don't know. Never caught the bus forever.
Yeah. I just thought that was kind of different, you know. But we made it home. I mean, I spent $5 yesterday on a bus. But and then, like you say, the governor going to eliminate the ethanol from the gas, the mandate.
Yeah, that is really stupid.
Well, the governors have the choice to. They can do whatever they like.
Oh, man. But it will damage the cars if they don't put an anti-knock in. And that is the question I have for all of them, Donna Kim, every one of them. What are you going to put in for anti-knock? And their answer to me is nothing.
Yeah.
You cannot run a car like that.
I guess they want things to break down so the shops can make more money, they give people more taxes. I guess that's it.
No, that's... That's not how you do government.
I know.
You have to take care of the people. And the people don't look at the economy where shops are, the restaurants are closing, shops are closing.
Right.
You know, it adds to the economy because it's a domino effect.
Right.
This guy that's working has a job, he's going to buy a new car. The guy sells him a new car, now he's going to buy something else. It's a domino effect. But if this guy loses his job, he's not going to buy the new car. If he don't buy the new car, that salesman is not going to buy the other stuff. It's all the way down the line. So you cannot cut somebody off and forget it.
Yep.
It'll affect all of us down the road.
Right.
But people don't look at that.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Anyway.
Thanks for what you do, man.
I try.
Keep safe with stuff. Just keep going.
Yeah.
Right. Thanks, man.
Okay, thank you. Okay, is it break time again?
Yes, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nito.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Ever having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust? Call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenita.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have Rob from Ainahaina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George.
How are you doing?
Real good, George. How about you?
Still kicking.
Yeah, I'm melting from the humidity, but I'm still here.
Well, it's a free sauna.
Yeah, no kidding. George, I wanted to talk about safety check.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I know the answer to this question, but maybe it's a good idea to ask you who. When you go and everybody goes and pays their money to the wherever they get it,
mm-hmm.
who actually gets to keep that money? Could you tell everybody how that works?
The mechanic that does the safety check gets the money.
So the owner of the station will credit him?
Well, the station is the one that, the owner is the one that gets the money?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the state gets zero.
Okay, that's why it's senseless.
Yes, that's why 40 states canceled safety check, because way back, federal government funded safety check. When the federal cut the federal funding for safety check, the states dropped it. So why is Hawaii still on it?
Yeah, George, I may have said this before, but I want to say it again. I called up my representative from my district, and I asked about that specific question about getting rid of safety check.
Mm-hmm.
He said to me very clearly and simply, every year it comes up, you know, for discussion, every year, you know, to do away with it. And every year it gets shot down and kept. And so I said, why? And he said, there's one major proponent of that safety bill check. And I'll say who it is, if you don't mind, George.
Yeah.
It's Bill Green, the owner of...
Bill Green has no knowledge of automotive.
You know, George... I started thinking about, you know, really started thinking, well, everything is money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I don't go to his business, but, you know, he has had a really successfully long business in that location over there, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, they must make a lot of money off of just safety check alone.
Well, you know, they like the safety check because they can... add more business, because they can say, well, you need tires, well, you need shocks, well, you need this, you need that. They hustle business that way.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Yeah, that's what it's about. But Oregon has it really good, because number one, they don't charge property tax to seniors. They take care of the seniors. Hawaii, they kill the seniors. Okay, Oregon, if the policeman see you driving with bald tires, he'll pull you over and cite you. And the tag, that citation will cost that car owner $400. Because of the cost of the citation, people make sure the car is safe.
Absolutely,
That's simple. I mean, if parking citation was $5 and you're going to stay parked on the street for all day, it's cheaper than paying the meter.
That's what I used to do down in Waikiki on the side streets, George, when I had a girlfriend that lived down there.
See?
I didn't care.
Yeah,
you know,
but once it went up, $20, $30.
No, sorry.
Yeah.
I don't go near that hellhole anyway anymore. A long time.
So
what? I don't understand this because Seattle, Washington, and Oregon are, you know, very, very liberal states, George. I mean, you know, they're Democrat Party controlled states like Hawaii.
And but they're smarter.
Huh?
They're smarter.
I just don't see. I don't know. I don't see why they would keep something that is dinging the people on top of everything else. I don't get it.
They're just begging for a big, humongous lawsuit.
I guess that's probably what it would take,
But the politicians don't care because it's not them that's going to pay the lawsuit.
Man, then you know that in this town. Boy.
Yeah. So if it's not them, they don't care.
And can we get back to twerking?
Okay.
Twerking is what this really cute young singer Miley Cyrus does. That's twerking.
Yeah. That's twerking.
Okay, I got a laugh out of you. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, that's twerking.
Okay.
Thanks, Rob.
Okay, George.
Okay, who's next?
We have Kimo from Nu'u'anu.
Hi, Kimo.
Hey, George.
What's up?
Hey, right now I am on YouTube, and I typed in unleaded versus premium gas.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? And they go to Shell V-Power.
Mm-hmm.
And they dyno a car, put it on the computer, and guess what?
What happened?
Zero. The VTEC is absolutely worthless. The computer cannot decipher octane.
Yeah, because the 91 is not 91. Torque.
It deciphers torque, and it advances the timing.
Mm-hmm.
And it only gives you horsepower.
Mm-hmm.
The mileage is identical. Mm-hmm. And and there's like tons of stuff on YouTube.
Yeah,
and,
see,
this is the Canadian version of the, I guess the American version of the EPA, and they actually say the gas is the same because of the computer.
Actually, what the computer does?
Yeah,
if
and
you don't have,
you can run 100% ethanol; it will not decipher it. You're going to get the same. It's programmed to do the same.
No,
gas
that's
mileage.
That's false. That's
I'm
false.
Watching it right now. I'm watching
I know.
It as we speak.
Okay. Think. Take a break and think. The oil company have a lot of money. They stand to lose billions if ethanol ever takes hold. Okay? Now, if you owned one of those oil companies, would you like to see ethanol come in and take away your business? No.
But it's the computer controls the car.
Yeah, the computer controls the car, right.
Unless
the computer...
If you reprogram it, it's going to run the same on any type of fuel.
No.
I'm watching right now.
No, you be the judge, okay? Why don't you bring your car to me, put in 3 gallons of ethanol, and you be the judge. You tell me that there is no more power, no more anything, no torque, nothing.
Well, George, I haven't owned a car in over 20 years, and my carbureted car was a 400 small block Trans Am that got 29 miles to the gallon 39 years ago.
Not anymore.
Yeah, well, it was non-computer. No computer and all the pollution crap.
No. The octane that you see posted on the pump is not what you see. I test it every week.
You can use the high octane, but the computer...
There is no such thing as high octane.
Well, the computer cannot decipher the Shell. I'm watching it right now for the eighth time.
If you want to see it, you come down. I'll take you to any gas station, and I'll show you with the octane tester that it is not what you see on the pump.
Okay, I realize the octane, but when you put it in a brand in a new car, and they're using a 2015 Chevy something, you know,
that car requires 91.
The computer is actually hurting. It will not give you better gas mileage.
That computer requires 91. And when you don't have 91, it retards the ignition timing, it slips the transmission, and when you're doing that on an old car, retarding the ignition, slipping the transmission, you are not going to get gas mileage.
Okay, yeah, but on the new car, it's the same gas mileage. The numbers are identical on
it
the
is not.
That they dine. Yeah,
I can prove it
right
to
now.
You. I can prove it to you. I'm not going to go on it. YouTube, or whatever tube, I'll show you in real life.
Yeah, but these guys, you know, they plug in the car and they're showing you
it's
that...
It's paid by the oil companies.
That there's more detergent and engines run clean, but then on the
it's paid by the oil companies, okay? It's
all
made
right,
by the oil companies.
Mean, you know, I like my carbureted engines, man, you know, because I can get the
I do
gas
too.
Mileage.
I do too.
And it will work on if you go to a higher spark. In fact, the Shell VTEC was blowing, the fuel wasn't being all burned.
Where is that?
Because the stock, the stock coil is only, what, putting out 55,000 volts. I always go to an aftermarket coil that puts out 75. You know, MSD or XL, and it burns all the fuel.
Well, let me explain to you something. My car, my truck, has no computer. It's carbureted.
Right.
Old-fashioned style.
Right.
Okay. On any premium gasoline, I get 10 miles a gallon.
Oh.
I'm on 100% ethanol right now at 20 miles a gallon.
Yeah, because there's no computer there, and that computer, unless you can reprogram that stupid thing, it's set. It will advance to the higher octane and...
No, there's a lot of my listeners out there, a lot of my listeners out there that do run ethanol, like Dean. And he has almost doubled his gas mileage by going with ethanol.
On a new car with the computer.
2011 Sienna van.
Oh, that's from what I'm watching right now. It's like it's non-existent.
Well, we're just telling you from what we experienced firsthand. We're not getting this off any computer or anything. It's firsthand.
Yeah. Well, the computer, unless you can reprogram it to understand. You know, the higher compression, it will, you know, give you more horsepower, but the mileage stays the same. And I was amazed.
It doesn't stay the same. It falls.
I don't know, George. I mean, YouTube, there's experts here.
It falls. That's why I challenge anybody out there that's listening. You want to see it? Come in. I'll show you.
On a carbureted engine, yes, it is.
No. On any car. Any car.
I think he's only talking about gas, though, not adding ethanol into the gas.
Gasoline, yes. I'll challenge anybody with gasoline.
The regular Shell V-Power.
Yes.
The numbers stay the same.
Okay, the Shell V power across.
If
you just listen to me, okay, I have gasoline from four states, all Shell V power, okay, from four different states, that is posted at 91, and it tests out at 88. It is not 91.
Well,
I have proof.
There's a computer involved in providing the gas into the engine.
How are you testing when it's not 91?
I'm just watching YouTube and they're testing it for me.
I'm sorry.
So what he's saying is because the gas is not 91 octane. When you do the test,
not ethanol.
So when you're doing the test, it doesn't make a difference because the octane is not 91.
That's right.
Lower octane.
Yeah, the computer doesn't care what goes in the cylinder.
It does. Because we made the test.
We brought the
Shell 91 up to 91. And it did give better gas mileage.
Well, according to everything on YouTube, I'm watching a lot of it right now. And
you know, I feel really sorry for you and others that believe YouTube, because I don't believe anything on YouTube.
But they're like scientists that
I don't care if it's a Einstein or whatever. I would have to see for myself.
George, I like my carbureted engines. In fact, on my moped, it actually works.
I have to see it for myself.
Okay, well, just go on YouTube and...
No, not YouTube.
Regular gas versus premium.
You're missing the whole thing, my friend. I have to do the experiment myself. I will not believe anything on YouTube or whatever, because that could be put on by the oil companies or whoever.
Well, this is from Canada, so it's not from our country.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Okay, George, I'm just from one mechanic to another,
I don't believe anything like that. I'll do it on my own.
I'll take an old carbureted car.
And that's how I won races.
Yeah, okay, George.
I learned about ethanol way back in the 60s from a German guy.
Yeah, for carbureted cars, but these computers are blocking all the...
My computer car has almost double the gas mileage. I run 100% ethanol.
How come the same vehicle in Europe gets better gas mileage than when it comes here?
Because Europe has 104.
Yeah, but they don't have all the emissions. So
they have 104 octane.
In Europe?
Yes.
Oh, well, yeah, but they don't have the emissions also.
The emissions hardly take away any gas mileage. We did the test already.
All right, George. I'll
it's the octane, man.
Okay, George.
That's why they lowered it in 1975, is to get away from the gas mileage.
I remember that.
Yes.
Yeah. But I made up my mind. I'm getting a carbureted vehicle, whatever it is. I don't care. I can make it go 28 miles per gallon with no computers. Computers are...
I have no argument with that, because I have carbureted and I have injected and computer both, and I get fabulous mileage.
All right, George, that's great.
Okay.
Okay, nice talking to you.
All right.
George. All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Is it break time?
Yes, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine,
Hawaii is a very special place to live. But our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367. Or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. Give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Anyway, you know, I don't like to argue with people. I want to show them. Because, look, let's face facts, folks. If we went into a court of law, you tell me what jury, what judge would believe what you see on YouTube. You cannot use that as evidence. I've been to court a lot, and they don't go by that. You're going to have to come in with an expert and show your proof right there. There's no such thing as, oh, I seen it on this, and I seen it on that, and this is the problem, and that is the problem. No, you got to prove your point. Okay? Everybody's talking about this and talking about that. You know, I've proved that to people. And you people out there that do use ethanol in your computer cars, you know it runs better. Otherwise, you wouldn't be using it. Dean wouldn't be using ethanol if his car didn't almost double the gas mileage. And it did get more power. A lot more power. It's not just a little, it's a lot. Okay? So, but it's up to what you want to believe. And like I said, I don't believe anything on YouTube or computers and stuff. I have to research to make sure that is true or false. Okay? There's too many false things going out on YouTube or whatever. Okay? So, anyway, those of you that listen, you know what I'm talking about. Okay? So, the other thing, when you have your car serviced or anything, ever you open your hood, make sure the hood is latched down secure. Okay? But just the other day, Steve was going down H1 freeway, and this lady's going down, and her Lexus hood popped open on the freeway.
So what happened?
Steve dropped back and let her get off the freeway.
Oh. Well, I guess she could see in the rear view, but she couldn't see forward.
Yeah. Yeah, she couldn't see forward. So she pulled over to the side and managed to not crash the car. So that's why if you look at Corvettes, the hoods open the other way. It's a safety feature. Okay? Because that is a common thing. We've been seeing race cars going down the quarter mile and the hood pops open and smashes against the windshield, causing the driver to lose control. Well, anyway, it's time to say... Is that time already? Oh. Okay, thank the callers for calling in, and take care of each other, folks, and please don't drink and drive, and we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.